This is KUNC. One of the most common jobs for refugees relocating to Colorado is working in a meatpacking plant in either Greeley at JBS or Cargill in Fort Morgan. The jobs don't require English skills and pay better than other similarly skilled employment, but it doesn't mean that's where they have to stay. KUNC's Stacey Nick has the story of one man's path to a different career.
For Abdulwahab Haid, running a business is something that's just in his blood. He took over his father's restaurant in Somalia at the age of 17.
Back home, I have my own business, and I get in more benefit, like when you work somebody or you work on your own.
After coming to the United States in 2007, Haid, like many others in the area, worked at the local meatpacking plant.
I see Cargill was very hard.
But he had dreams of doing something different. So 5 years ago, he opened the Fort Morgan Mini Halal Market in a shopping center close to much of the town's East African and Middle Eastern immigrant population. There's no sign on the outside of the building. Inside, Haid shows me the items specifically curated for his customers.
All these perfumes, they cannot get other stores. I have my own perfumes and oils, they don't find it.
At first, the idea of leaving a stable job at Cargill and taking the risk of opening a business seemed daunting. He thought he'd need hundreds of thousands of dollars to start even a small business in America. But he also saw an opportunity.
For Morgan, they don't have any business at that time. And I see they need to get a business in my community.
I expect as we get programming going that we'll see more pins in West Africa. We have quite a few in East Africa.
Inside the One Morgan County office, Executive Director Susana Guardado stands in front of a world map with clusters of pushpins in it. Whenever someone comes in, she first gets out a pin and asks them to mark their family roots.
Something that's always been ingrained for me since I was little is whenever I would hear any negative rhetoric towards immigrants, I knew enough history to know, wait, we're all coming from immigrant backgrounds, unless you're a Native American here.
Guardado immigrated to Fort Morgan from Zacatecas, Mexico, when she was 5 years old. Her father came here to work at Cargill, which he still does. Now, she helps immigrants connect with their new community.
I'd like to get help translating my transcript, or I had this career in this country. What can I do here? And trying to find pathways for people.
Abdulwahab Haid already knew a lot about running a business in Somalia. What he needed was help navigating the process of opening a store here. He started small, really small.
At that time, I have a 7,500.
7,500 to start a store?
Yeah, and I pay rent and I pay deposit for rent. And I start just stuff of grocery store.
In the beginning, he only stocked staple items. Cornmeal, beans, rice, and halal meat, which is slaughtered in keeping with Islamic law.
All the other stores like Walmart or Safeway or Walgreens, they didn't sell a goat meat. And I focused it to my community wanted.
There are also products familiar to most Americans sprinkled throughout the aisles, like Coca-Cola, ramen noodles, and flour tortillas. Over the years, he's also learned what doesn't sell well, like fresh camel milk and meat.
But right now, I didn't sell it because of it is very expensive and the community, they don't buy it.
He does keep some powdered camel milk on hand for those who really want it.
Some of them, they like Lipton, but all this was, it's like back home.
The pride he has in his business is on full display when he shows me a wall of tea at the back of the store.
Yeah. How is that pronounced? Kitepa?
Kitapa. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a tea bag. It was like Kenya tea. It's from Kenya.
And if someone comes into the store who's a little low on cash,
if they don't have money, I can give them and they pay me back.
It's that kind of service and attention that makes the Fort Morgan Mini Halal Market stand out. Because for Haid, the store is more than just a place to pick up a few things for dinner. It's a community service. Stacey Nick, KUNC, Fort Morgan.